Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi's back. I know. I'm excited, too. Tom's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a professor of organizational behavior at Boston University, and he's been helping people like you and me in our small businesses for many years through his work with individually as a professor and through SBDCs and SCORE. He's a great resource for small businesses and has been for a long time. He's been sharing his ideas and wisdom with us for a long time. He's our good friend Tom. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much.
His book's called The Successful Entrepreneur. Is also, folks, Tom, about 4 years ago, almost 4 years ago, you were on the show and you were telling me about a film you were going to make. And I remember thinking, I know what he's feeling, but what is he thinking? And then I think I probably said out loud, are you out of your mind? And especially the more I learned about it, you told me you were going to basically do it on a shoestring. It's based on a story that your wife wrote. And or a book or a short story, I can't remember.
Yeah, a novel, yeah.
A novel that your wife wrote. What, remind me her name.
Donna
Anastasi wrote this. And so ever since then, every time you've joined us, you know, a handful of times a year, you have given us little updates on how things are going and the laborious process you've gone through, including doing this basically, you know, on lunch money.
Yeah, it's crazy. And
3.5 years.
Yeah, so we just had our red carpet screening a week ago at a movie theater in which we invited our cast members and supporters and crew members. And it's just been an amazing journey. But, yeah, you can do it. So we did a full-length feature film that looks and sounds, humbly speaking, as good as a Hollywood movie. And really on nothing. So one of the things is, from a management standpoint, you either have to have money or you have to have patience. And all the things we talked about, motivation, we got probably, our director and I sat down and we figured that we got somewhere between $750,000 to $1 million+ worth of free volunteer labor.
And this is so much like a regular business, isn't it?
I mean,
if you're a small business and you don't have enough capital, you can make it. I'm standing here as a classic example, but you got to be prepared to put a penny on top of a penny, and then put a nickel on top of those two pennies, and keep building it slowly but surely. You got to be patient, don't you?
You do
until you can acquire a little bit of critical mass.
Right, and our biggest expenses were. Food was our biggest expense because we had a lot of 8 to 12 hour days.
Right.
And at the end, you're not going to give people a granola bar and say, oh, gee, thanks.
Right.
So we fed people really, really well. I mean, everything I read, I educated myself incredibly.
Right.
Saying, feed all the people. So, you know, we would have barbecues. We had a lot
of... Well, you know what Napoleon said? I think he said that an army operates on his stomach. Moves on his stomach.
Oh, I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. And then, I mean, all the things we talked about as far as hiring. I mean, we had to hire people with technical expertise that I did not have.
Only wrote checks for people that had abilities that nobody would give you, right?
Right, right. And then, for instance, we had one of the other biggest expenses we had was renting and usage of film equipment. Because the type of equipment we used mm-hmm. is really good, and so that's the place where you have to spend money. And so our first decision was hiring a director, and we only interviewed one person, and a gentleman by the name of Eric Eastman, who I knew before, and we worked together in plays, and he does and he had directed for me before as a play, and I thought he would be perfect for this. He had been involved in movies for many, many years, and so he had contacts that I simply didn't have. And so he knew our cinematographer, he knew our colorist, And then we had auditions.
Did you pay? Was he a paid employee?
No, no.
He was a volunteer?
He was a volunteer.
A volunteer director.
Yeah.
How about that?
And, I mean, he got a small stipend, but basically food and transportation expenses and things like that. So it didn't cost him any money. And we're talking about probably 1,000 to 2,000 hours he's put in.
Wow.
Close to 2,000. And because after the movie's done, there's also the editing process and working in it. And it, we had 4,000 takes that had to be assembled. And, of course, being the producer,
That's the hard part, really, isn't it? I mean, putting things together. So, people who watch movies who've never seen anything like this, they have no idea the sausage that gets made in the editing room.
Right. And they say that, the one movie is made in the screenwriter, that's my head, and another movie is made while you're shooting it, and the third movie is made in the editing room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually really true. And so what we did, what most independent films don't do, is we had three focus groups. We had one in Boston, one in L.A., and one up in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Huh.
And we had people watch the movie, and then we just shut up. And we kept on hearing again and again, you need to take some time out. So the ending movie is an hour and 51 minutes long with the ending credits. But what the movie they saw was 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Wow.
So we took off 20 minutes. And it's painful.
It's painful. It's like an editor of your book or your article cutting your babies and dropping them off, making you kill off your babies. These words, these turns of phrases that you love, they're genius.
The writing was brilliant, I think. And then, but the thing is that when you keep on hearing the same thing again and again, if I explained it to people, they would have been, oh, okay, I get it, but I can't be everywhere it's going to be shown.
Mm-hmm.
All around. So
you had 30 crew members, 40 actors, 100 background actors.
Yes.
34 total days of filming, but it's taken 3.5 years to get this thing in the can.
Yeah.
Is it ready to go now?
It is. It's we submitted to
it's
the
ready
Sundance
to go now?
Film Festival.
You, okay.
Yep. We submitted to Sundance a couple of weeks ago. We're submitted to other small festivals.
When we come back, I'm going to get you to tell us about the future of this film.
Sure, absolutely.
Now that you're like the dog who shakes the car and caught it, right? Now that you got it, what do you do with it? Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen. Put a .com on the end of that name and you'll find Tom online. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you guys. New York's fine,
but it ain't dope. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.